Check it out.
The Hits Radio Breakfast.
This is the Hits Radio Breakfast. Special guest joining us this morning, Labyrinth.
How you doing there, bro?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good, yeah, I'm very well. Kind of singer, artist, producer, writer, everything. Is there anything that you do that we don't already know about, Labyrinth?
I can walk a line. I'm talking rubbish. I'm just being silly. I just thought I would add something to the list, just like a little myth.
And you're back. It's nice to have you back.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be back, man.
Yeah, man, it's cool. It feels like you never really been away, but it's been a couple of years since the...
it has, definitely. Like, I remember, I think I was maybe like a year and 2 years ago. 2 years ago I was here, so it's been a while. It's definitely been a while, but I've been... I've just been working on the music.
It's a new record on the way, and we're playing your new single, Let It Be, as well.
Yeah.
I'm loving it on the hits, playing it lots and lots.
Thank you.
Did you do anything kind of weird when you're writing this album? Because I know a lot of artists, you know, for the second album, they go away, maybe like on a hilltop in a little sort of log cabin.
I did actually do the hilltop. I did it for like maybe a week. Actually, I did it for like 2 weeks. I went to like a really nice place in Beverly Hills, and that was mega cool. And then we worked in Michael Jackson's studio as well, the place where they made Thriller, was insane. Yeah, it was really cool, man. And we were laying where Michael Jackson used to listen to his records. He used to lay on the floor, and there's speakers on the ceiling, so that you can hear the music. Yeah, it was insane, man. It was really cool.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah,
right?
Man.
That's cool. What was that building like? What else was in there?
He had an actual room for his monkey to watch him sing while he recorded.
Are you going to get a monkey one day? Is it going to be a lab?
I definitely wouldn't do that, because that would be animal cruelty, man.
That's cool. What was like the vision for this album then? What was in Labyrinth's brain when you made
I wanted to basically make a record that was kind of like almost classic, but forward thinking at the same time, kind of vintage, because I'm really into like classic music, like soul, classic rock, classic R&B, gospel, everything. So I wanted to find a way of using that energy and all my inspirations and then kind of connecting them with modern day music. And then I ended up with some kind of odd ELO energy. I don't know what it was. Just a mashup of Labyrinth's braid, basically.
Yes, that sold it to me. That's fine. Now your phone book must be pretty epic. I know you work with a lot of people.
Yeah.
When you're going for the new album, is it kind of just sort of scroll down and hit stop?
I love that. Do you know what? Weirdly, I was doing an interview not too long ago, and I was scrolling. They made me scroll through my phone, and I half of the numbers that I saw in there, I was like, do I really have what? I have Cheryl Cole's number?
Yeah, who were talking?
Do I actually have like what? Simon Cowell's number? I didn't know I had these numbers. I always forget. So that shows how much I call people.
Is there a little WhatsApp group with like you, Cheryl, and Simon that you just send pictures of pugs around or something?
Definitely not.
We'll stick around. More from Labyrinth next, and we'll play your tune in a little bit.
The Hits Radio.
Joining us today on The Breakfast Show, Labyrinth is here.
100%. I'm here, my friend.
It's good to see you, man. So, obviously, new album's on the way. Are we thinking world tour? Is that going to go with it?
100%,
as well?
Yeah. Setting up a world tour. We're going to do a tour just before the end of the year. We're going to release an album just before the end of the year as well. So it's exciting times.
Uh-huh. You've got a lot of dedicated fans as well. I looked on your Twitter and you've done a million now.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, over a million. That's pretty cool.
It's quite cool, man.
Where in the world are you going to go this time that you're thinking, do you know what? I've not seen those guys yet.
I've always wanted to go to Tokyo. Yeah. Definitely 100% going to Japan, and I'm gonna try and sing in Japanese.
Oh, yes, no, how's that going?
That would never work. It would not happen.
All the vibes would be different.
Arigato! Just be like, no, that's not how you say it, mate.
All of them sort of trying to sing along, but a little bit confused.
Yeah.
Do your fans send you presents? Have they sent you anything nice recently?
They sent me an award for like two of my fans like sent me a really cool award. And I was really busy in the studio with a lot of stuff going on, and I was a bit stressed. And then, like, I got this like package with like this really cool like glass award. Like, it's like see-through glass, and it had like congratulations, Labyrinth, for all your musical like success and stuff like that too. Yeah, and I was like, it was really cool. You know what I mean? It kind of like made my day on the day. So I got it up in my studio. All my other awards I've given to my mom or like friends and stuff like that. So that was like my special one that's in the studio.
Where does your mum put all your awards? Is it like as you walk in the door? Is it sort of like, what?
She's got them in her front room, just like in a, like a cabinet.
Yes.
And she's like, yeah, this is my son. And I'm like, I love that. I love that.
And let's talk about the new single as well, Let It Be. Yeah. First time I heard it was when you did the surprise video, right?
Yeah, in Camden. Yeah, that was mad fun. That was mad fun. Yeah.
Tell us about that.
We invited a lot of the fans over to hear the first single. They didn't know it was going to happen, though. They thought they were going to get a remix for Let It Be. And then they all came over. They were like, yeah, so where's this remix? And I was like, basically, I'd done a pop-up for performance, and I just appeared and just kind of played on the piano, and I had my family there and loads of musicians, and we just made a crazy little performance in the middle of Camden Stables.
I was thinking I'd love to put on my own flash mob, but I haven't really got as many followers. Yeah, but I thought maybe with your help, we could do it together. So
let's get someone up.
I've got a few ideas of maybe future flash mobs we could do. Number one, I thought we could get everyone maybe, I don't know, in a city, sort of to come dressed up with a mask of your face, right?
Yeah.
All your fans.
Yeah.
And then you turn up, and then we play like a live kind of Where's Wally, but Where's Labyrinth for me to try and find you into that.
That's not a bad idea, though. That's actually a good idea.
That's right, isn't it?
I think that would be quite cool.
Another one. Number two is just you hide somewhere in the UK, and then we do like a Labyrinth hide and seek. You sort of tweet where you are, and we come find you.
I think that would be a good one as well.
Yeah, into that, cool.
Yeah.
Or final one, we get as many of your like Twitter followers in real life to just come down and actually follow you, like a sort of giant conga line in real life. Could that happen? I'll sort out all that.
That'll be a little bit of a roadblock, mate. It'll be fun. That sounds insane.
Wicked, would you do us the honour of introducing your new track on the Hits Radio?
Firstly, I want to thank the Hits Radio for playing the record and adding a record as well. That's been amazing for me. And of course, guys, this is the new record. I hope you enjoy. It's Let It Be. Wake me up. Get down to the Hits Radio Breakfast.